This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Jesus on your mind and your mind on Jesus today. Amen. We're grateful today. Hallelujah. Grateful to be in the Lord's house. Amen. For this indeed is the house of prayer. Amen. And we're grateful to our pastor, Pastor Sylvester Smith Jr. and First Lady Renee Smith and all you that are here today. Amen. My yoke fellow in the ministry, we thank God for you. Amen, amen. Mr. Jones, you had me worried for a minute. Amen, hallelujah, amen. I was about to miss Amen Corner over there. Hallelujah, amen. And we thank God for all you that are here today. We thank God indeed for our deacons and trustees and all the household of God. Amen. You, the faithful saints of God, we thank you today. We're grateful for this privilege and honor and blessing this day. We don't want to beleaguer you or belabor you. We want to thank you for our guests, amen, that are here, our friends, amen, in the Lord. Amen. We're grateful to you today. Amen. We want to, again, we don't want to belabor us today. We have a lot to do today. Amen. Amen. We have a lot of rejoicing today. There's a lot of word today. Amen. That is yet to go forth. Amen. From here to Sunday school and to 11 o'clock hour, which we are looking forward to. So we want to look in the Gospel of St. John today, if you will. And we want to look at the sixth chapter. And we want to look at the 66th verse. John 6:66. Which I found an interesting verse, interesting number, especially pertaining to the interesting incident that happened within it. John 6:66, you'll find these words. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. We want to talk for a minute, if you will, the day Jesus split the church. The day Jesus split the church. Father, we bless you today. Lord God, we thank you today. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we exalt you this day. And Lord God, we consecrate and dedicate this time, this moment, this word unto you. We pray, Holy Spirit, that nothing be said or done or implied that is not according to your inspired word, Lord God. And we, again, Lord God, are grateful for this opportunity. We pray, Lord God, that you be glorified in it. We pray the church be edified. Amen. The church be exhorted. The church be comforted, Lord, in the truth of your word. Lord, we bless you today and thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. For the record, it makes me cringe when I hear of a church split. Now, I'm sure there are a myriad of reasons why churches do it.
Well.
And I don't think, maybe not as justified. And I can't help but think that, however, that the Lord looks at it like he looks on divorce.
All right.
The Bible says that God hates divorce. And so I can only imagine that God hates when a church splits.
Amen.
So there may be a myriad of reasons why. Some may even on the surface seem justified, that there's just no room for reconciliation. But for some egotistical and some narcissistic, some sociopath to purposely come into the midst of a congregation to do such a thing is totally unacceptable. At best, at worst, it is just downright diabolical. You must also know that this, my brothers and my sisters, was not the Lord's intention. For the Lord himself said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. It's right here in our series of texts that we will be expounding upon today. And I pray you don't close your Bibles too soon. I pray you keep your Bibles open and go with me, because today we're going to be going expository style in our delivery. We're going to be going line upon line and precept upon precept. Amen. So go with me if you will, because if you just close your Bibles and set it aside, you're not going to be blessed.
All right.
Amen. 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 For we want to set the foundation, set the stage, if you will, for this word today. There is a word that I believe the Lord wants to expound to us. We submit to you that this incident that happened, these set of a testimony here in this sixth chapter of John, was prophetical.
All right.
Amen. And that it speaks to us today. Amen. Hallelujah. In the state and condition of the church, the local church. Amen. The visible church, if you will. Just let me take a sidebar here for a minute and offer a disclaimer that the invisible church, amen, the bride of Christ is alive and well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. She. The body of Christ,
yeah.
The church, she's doing fine.
Yeah.
Amen. But this local business, amen. These local hospitals, amen, for men's souls, amen, that we all come, amen, to get healed and made whole, amen, and got issues, amen. There may be a little bit of issues. Amen. 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 And so we're going to kind of approach this with the who, what, when, where, kind of why kind of approach. Amen. I don't know if I got 3 points past that. We try to squeeze it in there somewhere. Amen. Amen. But like I said, this is expository, so there's not necessarily 3 points, but there is a point to the message. Amen. 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 So John, the sixth chapter, if you recall, is the background. Amen. And the multitude, the disciples here, are those that were the 5,000 over in chapter 1. Amen. Through 3 in John 6 that Jesus fed. Jesus gathered them. Amen. He was there with them a few days. Amen. And he ministered to them. He expounded the word of God to them. He expounded the doctrines of the kingdom to them. And then at the end of it, he performed a mighty miracle in that he fed them all.
Yes,
5,000 men, not to mention the women and children. Amen. And so they saw this crowd, these disciples beheld the Lord.
All
Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that would have been good enough. Just to behold him, just to see him, just to be literally, physically in his presence. Amen. For little old me, would have been enough. Amen. 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 So this multitude, amen, who he so graciously called disciples, amen, they followed him. They followed him. Amen. So technically, they were disciples. Because what is a disciple if he or she is not a follower of Jesus Christ? In our case, amen, amen. So the testimony in verse 24 is that they took boats, amen, took boats, took ships, if you will, and they followed him to Capernaum. To Capernaum. Jesus had took off. He sent his apostles away. He sent the 12 away. He fed them and sent them away. He went up in the mountain and prayed. Amen. And he surveyed the area. And then the testimony of scripture is that he went to Capernaum. Amen. 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 And so here's where the corner turned. You know, in verse 26, amen, is when they found him.
All right.
They found him. And when they found him, he began to read their mail.
My Lord.
You know, you just don't approach Jesus any old kind of way.
All right.
Because Jesus will check your motives and check your attitude real fast. Amen. So they found him and they said they went to the other side and to the sea and they say a rabbi, which means master, when you came over here. Amen. I, if y'all don't mind, I'm just going to use some Cabbage Patch version here. Y'all remember y'all too young to remember the Cabbage Patch Bible. Yeah. Cabbage Patch Bible was written by a sister, a black lady.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And they railed her up and down.
Yeah.
Oh man, they had a fit about the Cabbage Patch Bible. And it wasn't 3 months later they come out with the first NIV.
Amen.
And after that, all these other, anyway, that's another topic for another time. Amen. Amen. And so Jesus steps back and says, surely, verily, I say to you, you look for me, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles. Now, as I said, that would have been good enough.
Right.
But Jesus said, but because you got something to eat. Mm-hmm. And eat of the loaves and were filled. Maybe for the first time in these folks' life. Maybe for the first. Because listen, folks didn't eat three meals back then. I mean, if you ate three meals a day back then, you were considered anointed. I mean, you were considered upper scale. You were considered the 1%. Amen. If you ate three square meals a day. Amen. Because back during the day, if a person ate once every 3 days, they were doing good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And so Jesus said, you follow me. You looking for me and follow me, not even because of the miracles that he had done right in their presence, but because of the loaves. And so he admonishes them and say, labor not for groceries.
My Lord.
Yeah, which perish.
Uh-huh.
How many of y'all got leftovers? How many of y'all throw out? You know, you blessed when you got leftovers. And you blessed when you got leftovers to throw out. I mean, you blessed. America's blessed. We throw out more leftovers. We throw out enough leftovers to feed the world. Amen. Amen. We are blessed and highly favored. Amen. Amen. But he said, don't follow me because for that's going to perish, but for the food which endures unto everlasting life. Amen. Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
Yes.
God put his stamp of approval on Jesus. Did he not do it at the River Jordan? He said, this is my son. Yes. Amen. In whom I'm well pleased. Did he not do it on the mountain of transfiguration? He said, this is my son. Hear ye him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So Jesus had the seal of approval from God. Pastor, I don't know about you, but it is good. Amen. When you got the seal of approval from God in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And then they said, see, they get the attitude now. They pride kicking in now. They arrogance, their haughtiness kicking in now. Amen. And they say unto him, what shall we do? Folk always want to do something.
Yeah.
And I guess that's not too bad. We kind of created and made that way. We created and made to do stuff. Amen. Uh-huh. Amen. But when it come to God and come to Jesus, you can't do nothing. Here's what Jesus say you do. He said, believe.
Believe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, on the surface, that seemed pretty simple and pretty easy. But can I tell you, the fella at the mountain with his son, amen, who had them demons, amen, and Jesus said, believe. He said, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm still working on some unbelief. Amen. Amen. I'm working on some unbelief in that and my money is funny. Amen. And sometimes I have a hard time believing my money is going to put it all together. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but quietness kept. Don't tell nobody. But sometimes, amen, I have unbelief in my marriage. I know I'm trying to work out the model marriage, and I know I'm trying to follow the pattern of Jesus, amen, to provide for my wife, to please my wife, amen, and to, hallelujah, Lord, and protect my wife, amen. But sometimes I wonder, amen, is it enough? Hallelujah. Is it enough?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes, bless you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes I have some unbelief.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. I have some mountains in my belief. Amen. That I have to overcome. Amen. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, but one thing I do believe, and one thing I know, amen, that God is able. Amen. 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 And another thing I know is that He's willing. Yeah. As long as I got them two, amen, I'm good to go. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So this same crowd in our text, amen, said to him, well, show us a sign. I mean, and see, that's what Paul say over in Corinthians. He said, Jews always looking for a sign.
Yeah.
I mean, you know somebody, they're always looking for a sign. They're always putting the fleece out. Well, if I put a fleece out over here, Lord, and you make it wet on the top and dry on the bottom, and I know that you telling me to, oh, Lord, wait. If I put one over here and you make it wet on the bottom and dry on the top, Lord, I know you with me, Lord, and then Lord, do that. Lord, answer all your doubt and all your fears and unbelief. And people say, Lord, I still need a sign.
Yeah.
We all got a little Gideon in us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got a little Gideon in us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And so then they tried to get religious on him.
Yeah,
they try to cap on him now. They try to get religious on him now. And say, our fathers did eat manna in the desert.
Yeah.
As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven. And y'all know them folk didn't want to eat that manna. They were complaining about it. They wasn't there 3 weeks and they was complaining about that manna. Man, we tired of this bread. We done figured out 101 ways to eat manna. We tired. We don't even know what it is. That's why we call it manna. That's what manna means. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to eat it because I'm hungry. Amen. 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 And so they're trying to brag on that like that was some badge of honor that they wore, you know, in the wilderness. And so Jesus began from Moses through the prophets and began to say, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Now, here's another thing I observe right here in these texts is that he ain't no longer speaking in parables.
All right.
See, here's the thing. And they're coming to him, and Jesus is trying to take them to another level now. Jesus gave him Sunday school. And BYPU, BYPU back over in the mountain.
All right.
He took three or some days and he taught them these principles. Amen. Yeah. And say, amen. So when they come stepping to him, you know, like they was all that. Yeah. Right. You know, then he just started taking them. He just continued to take them to the next level. I thank God for a God that is always working to take us to the next level.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. God is never going to let us stay where we are.
All right.
God is always going to challenge you and me.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Now you may get comfortable in the world. You may get comfortable in your flesh. Yeah. You may even get comfortable hanging with the devil. But God ain't gonna never let you get comfortable in him. You know why? Because familiarity breeds contempt.
Amen.
He found that out with Israel.
Yeah.
He tried to be buddy-buddy with Israel. And he tried to hang out with Israel, gave him benefit of the doubt. You know, he tried to step down, you know, from and be, you know, with them. He led them, you know, by a cloud during the day and fire at night, and he fed them, and even their shoes didn't get wore out. You know what
you're
I mean?
Right.
But that wasn't enough.
Right.
Amen. Amen. It's something about man is that once he figure you out, he tired of you.
All right now. Come on now.
Lord help him. Lord help.
Think about him this
morning. Now that was worth the price of admission, ladies.
Amen.
Lord help.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I'm not gonna go there. That's another subject, another thing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
But here in this series of texts, in this John 6th chapter, Jesus is unfolding to them the mysteries of the kingdom of God. I mean, he's laying it on them thick. He's laying it on them straight. He's not watering it down. He's not buttering it up. He's not even putting gravy on it, Pastor.
Lord,
yeah. He's giving them the meat of the word, amen. And it's fresh out the pot, amen. And it ain't nothing to do but cut it and eat it, amen. Matter of fact, that's is the thing that got him in trouble. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So the Bible says, because this is where they really start, they just couldn't handle it. He really started messing them up.
Mm-hmm.
When in verse 53, when he said, "Except I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man."
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
Yeah.
Now see, they try to act real sadistic and real uppity, you know, and like this kind of thing is beyond them. But history has shown that they will eat their young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When they was under siege, you remember the king, you know, when he woke up and these two women, they went fussing because they said, "We made a deal. If you eat your, we eat your baby today, and tomorrow we gonna eat your baby."
Uh-huh.
They was eating babies.
Yeah.
They, you get hungry enough.
Yeah.
See, one thing about America, it's been a long time. Americans have really never faced starvation.
Lord Jesus.
Starvation is a horrible thing.
It is.
Amen. Amen. And that's how they would overcome nations back in the day. They would siege a city. Amen. They would siege it sometimes for years. I think they siege Israel, siege Jerusalem about 3 years. When Babylon came in, they laid besieged them and they wouldn't let nobody in and nobody out.
My Lord.
Amen. And they would literally starve them out. Amen. Amen. And so it was a cruel thing. Now they're trying to act like they've never heard of such a thing, that Jesus was just really lost his mind. Amen. But we know that ain't what he's talking about. He's already told them, amen, that I'm not talking about flesh and blood, but I'm talking about spirit.
Yeah.
He's already trying to tell them is that I'm not talking to you. I just told you, don't worry about the bread that's going to perish, amen, but worry about the bread of life that lasts forever. He's trying to take them to a new level, amen. And so the Bible said these things said he in the synagogue, in the church.
Uh-huh.
And folk couldn't handle that.
My Lord Jesus.
Let me move on so I get on out of here so we can go on with today. Most folks today can't handle this truth either. Amen. And this is the sign. This is where we're going with it. This is the sign of apostasy of the church in this age, in this day that we live, is that most church folk can't handle the hard truth of sound doctrine.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. I wish I had somebody. And preachers, I'm glad you're here today. Yeah. Amen. And you can tell our fellow preachers this. If you are preaching sound doctrine, don't expect to get many invitations for speaking engagement.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Yeah. Most folks today are only interested in hearing her pulpit puppets.
Yeah.
Amen. They're only interested in pulpit puppets who are saying what they want to hear.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Didn't Paul say that is the time that we live in? Amen. In the last and evil days. Amen. When they will, he teach us. Amen. Having itching ears. Amen. Amen. Folks are itching to hear what they want to hear. Amen. They're not interested in the doctrine of the kingdom of God. They're not even interested in the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're only interested in some puffed up, some made up, some fancy, amen, psychological, meditative, amen, motivational speaking.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. How can I be better? What can I do better? How can I be? Well, you can die.
Yeah.
Amen. You can be like Paul that said, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me.
Yes,
Lord.
We don't want to hear that. We want to say, Lord, make me better. Make me better. There is no more me.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're
amen.
Right.
We are the new man. We are a new creation. Amen. Yeah. Amen. If the flesh was good enough, we would have stayed in the flesh.
Right.
Amen. Matter of fact, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, we know no man therefore according to the flesh.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so Jesus says, well then, what if you see him beat me all night long?
Well.
He said, what if you see me hanging?
I hear you.
On a tree.
Well.
He says, what if
I hear you, preacher.
You see me die?
Come, sir.
Come on, somebody.
Uh-huh.
What if you see me buried in a bar tomb?
Yeah.
What if I tell you? On early Sunday morning. You see me get up with all power in my hand. And then in verse 62, he says, what if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Look here. When you see low in the Bible, that's what low means. Low means, look here. Yeah. Look. Verse 63. Jesus keep on with him. He said, it is the Spirit. That quickened it.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
All right.
In other words, it is the Spirit. Y'all still with me in the Bible?
Yeah.
Amen. It is the Spirit, amen, that giveth life.
Yeah.
It's the Spirit. He said, the flesh don't profit nothing.
All right.
Amen. That's amen. Right. Amen. That's amen. Right. Look at your neighbor and say, you just dirt.
You just dirt. Yeah.
It's just dirt.
That's what we came for.
Look, if you call yourself a filthy rag, I can call you dirt.
Yes, sir.
Because we all dirt.
Yes, sir.
The flesh.
Yes, sir.
And that's why Paul was careful in Romans the 7th chapter to distinguish between the two. Paul said, I know that in me, and he qualified that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing.
Right.
But thank God today
thank God.
That we are more than just flesh.
Yeah.
Thank God today that indeed that the Spirit of God hath quickened us. Amen. When we were dead in our sin and our trespasses. Amen. God came along. Amen. And he quickened us. Amen. He offered us life and he offered us that more abundantly. Amen. And that the light of the world came. The sun, amen, came. And he died. Amen. And he was buried. And he rose again for our sin. Amen. And now if you would believe, the Bible says you shall be saved. Amen. You saved from the wrath of God. And you were saved to life eternal. Amen. You were saved in that you were quickened and made alive. Amen. That which died in the garden with Adam and Eve, amen, is made alive in the last Adam, Christ Jesus, who the Bible says is a life-giving spirit.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Y'all need to go with me. Don't do like this crowd now. Y'all need to go with me. Amen. Amen. And Jesus went on to say, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Did you not, don't you know today that the Lord still speaks spirit and he still speaks life?
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he says, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Because truth is life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Right. Amen. 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 And so, if you believe. And so our text says that many of his disciples, they went back. We call it backslide. They went back. They left Jesus where he was. And the sad testimony of the disciples then and the church folk now, amen, is that they walked with him no more. Amen. What about you today? Have you turned your back on Jesus? I know you still come to church, and I know you still write your tithe check, and I know you still give your benevolent offering, and I know you still do this and that, and I know you still come, but have you turned your back on Jesus? Are you not walking with him anymore? Amen. Amen. If you're still walking with him, you just ought to turn to your neighbor and say, I'm still walking with him. I'm still walking. I'm still walking with him. I'm still with him. And so in this age of apostasy in which we live, Jesus is still asking. He asking us, the question is still on the table. In verse 67 then, and it's still on the table now, is will you go away also? Because he turned to the 12 and he said, are y'all going away too?
All right.
And oh, my boy Peter. Hallelujah. I like Peter. Peter usually caps off when he shouldn't have, but this time, amen, Peter hit a home run. Amen. Because Peter was listening. Amen. I like Peter. Peter spoke up. Peter was that alpha brother, pastor. Peter was that alpha brother. Amen. He was that extroverted brother. Amen. Who was quick with an answer. Amen. And Peter said to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Peter got it figured out, Lord. Lord, to whom shall we go? I don't know about you today, but I don't have nowhere else to go. Amen. My intellect is not going to take me nowhere. Amen. And my goose sense ain't going to take me but so far. Amen. My money and show ain't going to get me nowhere. Amen. Amen. I don't have no sheepskin on the wall. I don't have a PhD or a MEB or whatever. There ain't nothing in me. I got nowhere to go. Believe me, the world hate me.
Amen.
And I know the devil hate me because I turned my back on him. Amen. I quit him a long time ago. Amen. He hated me anyway. Even then he hated me. So I know he hated me. And I know the world hated me. The world didn't like me neither. Amen. 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 My Caucasian brothers thought I was too dark. And my fellow colored brothers, they thought I was too bright. Amen. And so I ain't fitting in with nobody. Amen. Everybody hated me. Amen. Amen. You know, so the world didn't like me neither. I knew it. I still loved him. Amen. I just knew how to get in where I fit in. Amen. Amen. So you learn these things in life. Amen. Amen. So I know the world don't love me. Amen. I knew that from the beginning. I figured that out at a young age. Amen. When they left me at the church, amen, in Anchorage, Alaska in 1952, 53, 55, somewhere up in there. Left a brother in the church. Amen. I said, oh Lord, even the church hate me. Amen. Left me all by myself. Amen. Amen. In the cold dead of winter. Amen. Amen. So I figured the church didn't even like me neither. But oh, I know God loved me. Hallelujah. I know he loved me. So I can relate to Peter. Lord, where will I go? You've been too good to me, Lord. You've been too good to me. You've been better to me than I've been to myself, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And oh, Lord God. And Peter just didn't stop there. Amen. I like Peter. Peter didn't even have the Holy Ghost then. Amen. But Peter was with Jesus. And Peter knew enough. He said, Lord, you have words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Peter had it figured out. Amen. Amen. And the same words, amen, are life unto us today. Can I get a witness today? Amen. Amen. And so Peter said, and we believe. Peter been listening. Peter been listening.
All right.
Peter say, Lord, and listen, we believe.
Uh-huh.
We believe. We believe and are sure.
All right.
Somebody got to be sure.
Uh-huh.
Somebody got to be persuaded, hallelujah, up in here today, amen. Somebody got to be like Paul and said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me. Hallelujah. You gotta be persuaded in your knower. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Nothing can separate me, amen, from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. 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 And so, Lord God, we're persuaded, amen, that you are that Christ. Amen. The Son of the living God. And I tell you today, you have to be persuaded. Amen.
Yes,
amen. We all start off, amen, in the three stages of sanctification. And I got to go to my seat. We all start off and we have to reckon. We all have to give an account. We all have to count the cost of discipleship. We all have to count the cost. We all have to reckon. Paul said in Romans 8, I reckon, amen, that this present suffering is worth what I'm going through. Amen. But then you ought to grow to a point in your life where you say, and we know.
Yeah.
You ought to reach a point in your life and say,
I know.
Amen, that all things work together for good. Not necessarily good the verb, but good the noun. Amen. That means God is good. Hallelujah. All the time. And all the time God is good. Good. Amen. For them that love the Lord. Do you love him today?
Yeah.
Amen. Are you the call according to his purpose today? Then you ought to be persuaded. That
nothing
will separate you
Jesus.
From the love of God.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you real good. Zion today. God bless you real good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor's going to come. Amen. We extend to you this life we're talking about. God bless you.
Let us give God some love and praise and Jesus. Simply calls a man who stood, a man boldly in conviction on the word of God.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.